Again, Jesus teaches using a parable. This time it's about the wedding banquet. And again, you have God portrayed as the king. The son, or the bridegroom, is Christ. And the original wedding guests are the Hebrews, the chosen people. But most specifically, Jesus is targeting the Pharisees and the high priests, the scribes, those people who feel themselves to be super pious, those who see themselves as righteous and above just the common. Now, it's an interesting story about how when the feast is prepared, the first time the king sends out people, they get ignored. But the second time, they are met with violence and even death. Now, I've done a lot to get out of getting a wedding present, but it seems this is very extreme. But he wants them to understand that you were called and you ignored the call. Now, weddings in those days were usually held quite a while after the betrothal. You had had usually the parents of the bride and the groom who would have arranged for a marriage. Often those who were going to be married didn't meet each other until they signed the contract. Now, they were considered legally bonded to one another, but it wasn't till usually sometime later before the actual marriage and the living together happened. You know, usually then the young man would go off, prepare a home for himself and his future bride, and the families would prepare for the feast. Now, for especially the very wealthy, when you came to the wedding, not only were you fed and given wonderful drink, they actually gave you the garments you were supposed to wear. So you didn't have to worry about run out to the store and try to figure out what you're going to buy. A wealthy person would have provided the garment, which is important for later on in this parable. Now, for us, it doesn't make sense without that little bit of knowledge on why, at the end of the story, when the king sends out his people one more time and tells them to invite everybody, and when all these people from the street come, the riffraff, the Gentiles, the prostitutes, the tax collectors, the sick, the maimed, the people generally rejected are invited to the feast. Because those who the feast was prepared for rejected it, the king sent out and invited everybody else to come and enjoy the feast. And you have that one person when the king comes in who isn't in a wedding garment. If this person wasn't in a wedding garment, what it means is that person refused to put on what was given for it. Instead of receiving the clothing that the king gives him, he decided he was above that, that he did not have to adhere to the commands. And God is talking about those who are called later on to the table, that just because we are called doesn't mean that we are exempted from doing what is necessary. That though we do not gain grace on our own, we are still called to live into faith. That the great commandment still applies to us. That commandment to love our God, our neighbor, the call to take care of one another. All those things are expected of us. And that though we are invited to the table, we have to give back of ourselves. Now, this kind of becomes an ongoing struggle in the church, because sometimes it's easy to get comfortable, to think if you're just showing up on Sundays, if you're paying your tithe, that you're doing what's expected of you. But God wants more of us. That willingness to step outside of ourselves, to reach out to other people, to give of ourselves, to realize that we too have something to give. Now, that changes a lot in the church. You know, there are many ministries and missions that we can participate in or that we should be participating in. And sometimes it takes discernment to figure out what that is. But it's listening and answering God's call. So my brothers and sisters, we're all invited to the wedding feast. The thing is are you willing to not only accept the invitation, but are you also willing to give yourself over? To follow what it is that God is calling you to do. To share what is given to you with others. At the end of the gospel, we are told that many are called, but few are chosen. And the interesting thing is that choice, that being chosen, comes down to us.